Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hi, everyone. I hope you had a terrific week, and I truly hope throughout your week you found the time to pray to Jesus. To me, there's nothing more important than prayer, because when we pray, we're speaking directly to Jesus. This lets us build a relationship with Him, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems, and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without any worries, fears, or anxieties. Years ago, I wouldn't have believed anything I just told you. Fortunately, in 2010, I had a life-changing experience through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt created by the Lord. Those events led me to Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was we rise by lifting others, and how whenever we do something kind for someone else, we feel good. That's because God rewards us for our good deeds, for He sees that we're following His laws and commands by putting the needs of others before our own. On today's show, we're going to talk about something we've all had to face in our lives, and that is dealing with sadness. Sadness is by far one of the most difficult emotions, for we all have moments of sadness, but for some of us, it can be a longer-lasting problem affecting everything in our lives, and when that happens, we're simply not in a good place. There are many reasons why we may experience sadness, such as ending a relationship, losing a loved one, a serious health issue, financial issue, or marital problem. When we find ourselves faced with sadness, we have a choice. We can give in to our emotions, which will only make our sadness worse, or we can turn to Jesus. For example, 3 months ago, we were wrongly terminated because 2 employees in our department were found guilty of a scandal. And to play it safe, the company fired everyone to avoid any further scandal. Of course we're sad. It's not easy getting another job, especially when any possible new employer sees the company name on our resume. And even though we're innocent, we have no way to prove it. Well, we can dive further into our sadness and feeling as if our life is over and that we're a lost cause, or we can turn to Jesus. No, things won't change overnight, but rather than putting that negative energy into sadness, turning to Jesus will bring us an inner strength we never knew we had. With that strength, we will find confidence and remain strong. With Jesus on our side, we may find another job, one better than we ever thought possible. Or we may see an opportunity to change careers and pursue something we always dreamed of. And even better, perhaps there may be a way for us to start our own business, and now with the Lord, it's becoming possible. Please don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not implying there's any magic here. But I am saying that when we trust the Lord, believe in Him, and remain patient, for He works in His timeline, not ours, all things are possible. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord is there to help us whenever we are sad and whenever we need His help. All we have to do is believe and trust that He will. Understanding that the Lord is there for us at all times is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about dealing with sadness. When we're sad, depending on what we're sad about, we can always attempt to make the situation better. If we're sad because we're overweight, we can go on a diet. If we're sad because we're falling behind on our bills, we can put together a money plan looking at how we're spending money and where we can cut back. And if we're sad because we're alone and would like to have a relationship, we can register with an online dating service. All of these solutions may work, but they will have a much better chance if with each of them we turn to Jesus and seek his help. When we have the Lord on our side, we will discover solutions to all of our problems, and the sadness we were feeling becomes a feeling of confidence and strength. The first song I'm going to play today has a very powerful message. In our world today, we hear about endless murders, rapes, robberies, and horrific crimes. We hear about wars, greed, and unbelievable human cruelty. We ask ourselves, what has happened to our world? The song I'm about to play is called Help Me, Lord, to Understand. When I wrote this song, I thought about all the things I just mentioned, and what is missing most is the presence of our Lord in these people's lives. In the verses, we hear all the tribulations in today's world, and then in the chorus, my plea to the Lord to help us understand why. The words in the chorus are, Help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those unkind and full of hate have abandoned you. They've lost their way. Help me, Lord, and reach out your hand and let us love and be at your command. I hope and pray for a better day. Help me, Lord, to understand. Please listen now to my song, Help Me, Lord, to Understand.
I see the world, so much has changed. A bloodless love with many a strange, so much hate. And things feel strange. I look around and see such greed. People want more, forgetting those in need. So many are cruel. They just want to succeed. But I try to keep an open mind. I pray to you to help me find a place where I can follow your way. Help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those in I feel such pain when I hear the news. Crime is high and only adverse news. So many lies and bad things some choose. But I pray and reach out to you to find some good I can hold on to. In my heart, help me, Lord, to understand why this world of yours is so out of hand. All those unkind and full of hate have abandoned you, they've lost their.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Our topic today is dealing with sadness. It's perfectly normal for each of us to experience sadness from time to time. But when that sadness is strong and we can't seem to shake it, there is one thing we can do that will help, and that is pray. Prayer is the answer to so many of our needs, and when we are dealing with sadness, prayer will make us feel better. You see, when we pray, we are talking directly to Jesus. If we open up to Him, let Him know what is on our minds, and share our most intimate thoughts with Him, we immediately feel a sense of calm and peacefulness. Our minds become clear, and we then experience a feeling of inner strength and confidence we didn't know we had. Because our minds are clear, without the clutter, Jesus can guide us to where He wants us to be. Pray and continue to pray, and soon we'll discover answers and solutions to all of our problems. But remember, we can't just pray on something once. We need to pray often, and we have to remain patient and trust that the Lord will deliver for us. When we do, we will find ourselves in a better place, able to get away from the sadness, for whatever we were sad about will no longer exist. When we pray to Jesus, let Him know how much we love Him and thank Him for all we have. Then share with Him what's troubling us and ask Him for His help. Most importantly, give whatever is troubling us to Jesus, and when we are done praying, do not take those burdens back, because it will only make us sad all over again. Trust and believe in Jesus that He will help, and give Him the time He needs to improve or change our situation. Jesus will never speak to us in words, but through actions and events that take place in our lives and through the words and actions of others. Continue to pray often, be patient, and watch what happens. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with Him whatever is troubling us. Give Him time to change or improve our lives, because when we believe and trust in the Lord, all things are possible. Understanding how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. Today's topic is dealing with sadness. We can turn to the Bible where it says, John chapter 14, verse 1, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." This Bible verse makes it clear that the Lord is there for each of us to help us get through whatever difficulty we are facing. Turn to the Lord through prayer and share whatever we are facing and let Him help. Believe and trust that He will, and in time, the sadness will be gone, because whatever we were sad about will no longer be burdening us. None of us wants to be sad, but when we are, the Lord is there to help, and through His actions, He can and will take that sadness away, as long as we trust in His hearts that He will. The next song I'm going to play today is called "In Jesus' Name." As Christians, one thing we should never do is be critical or judge others. There is only one judge, and that judge is God. Whatever we see, dislike in someone, or don't agree with about someone is not our concern, and in no way should we criticize them, for that is not the Christian way. When I wrote this song, I thought about how, as Christians, we never judge anyone but ourselves. In the song verses, we hear what some people typically do when being judgmental about others. And then in the chorus, how we should only concern ourselves with how we lead our lives and leave the rest up to the Lord. Please listen now to my song, In Jesus' Name.
Don't roll your eyes, don't criticize, look beyond what you can see. Don't talk about, don't sell them out, accept them for who they choose to be. It's not for you to say how they should live.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fourth Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear about Mary and Joseph bringing the child Jesus to the temple to perform the custom of law. Two people came to witness, Simeon, an elderly man who was told by God that he could not die until he saw the child Jesus, and Anna, an 84-year-old prophetess who, after the death of her husband, never left the temple. Both witnessed the child and knew he was the Son of God. I chose Psalm 24 for today. Let the Lord enter. He is King of glory. This psalm recognizes God as the supreme ruler of the world. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 24. Let the Lord enter. He is King of glory.
Let the Lord enter. He is King.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, An Acrobat, a Wheelbarrow, and a Challenge of Faith. Can you imagine a tightrope stretched over a quarter of a mile and spanning the breadth of Niagara Falls? The thundering sound of the pounding water, drowning out all other sounds as you watch a man step onto the rope and walk across? This stunning feat made Charles Blondin famous in the summer of 1859. He walked 160 feet above the falls several times back and forth between Canada and the United States as huge crowds on both sides looked on with shock and awe. Once he crossed in a sack, once on stilts, another time on a bicycle, and once he even carried a stove and cooked an omelet. On July 15, Blondin walked backward across the tightrope to Canada and returned pushing a wheelbarrow. The Blondin story told that it was after pushing a wheelbarrow across while blindfolded that Blondin asked for some audience participation. The crowds had watched in awe and odd. He had proven that he could do it. Of that, there was no doubt. But now, he was asking for a volunteer to get into the wheelbarrow and take a ride across the falls with him. It is said that he asked his audience, "Do you believe I can carry a person across in this wheelbarrow?" Of course, the crowd said that yes, they believed. It was then that Blondin posed the question, "Who will get in the wheelbarrow?" Of course, none did. Just think of all those people who, even after witnessing proof before their eyes, still doubted Blondin. Yet think of the many who, with only their faith, are able to believe in God. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeetSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.